Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called How I Turned $18.56 into Millions in Less Than 10 Years. It's an interview with business and marketing genius Allie Brown. Allie Brown has built an amazing empire by helping everyday people create careers through marketing and business. But 10 years ago, she was just another person who hated her dead-end job and finally said, I can't take it anymore, and she quit. Although the first years of owning her own business were lean, she didn't give up. And in this 30-minute interview, you'll hear how she went from having less than $20 in her bank account to being a millionaire. And Allie says she was just as insecure as anyone else when she first started out. In fact, after she wrote her first book, she worried about promoting it to her email list because she was afraid people would be mad at her for bothering them with it. But she pushed past her insecurities, and in this audio, you'll hear how she did it. You'll also learn the vital importance of knowing who your target audience is before you do anything else in business and why you need to do that. You'll learn six simple ways to get traffic to your website. You'll learn why Allie says the biggest advantage you have is being you, and your personality will get you through. You'll also hear tips for adding personal information that will humanize your products. You'll learn ethical and easy but almost unknown ways to build an email list. You'll get an exclusive look into the power of e-zines and e-newsletters as a business strategy. You'll learn Twitter tips to stay connected with your audience. You'll learn why you should never give up after the first promotion and ways to capitalize on repetition. You'll learn key strategies for pricing products that may help you get top dollar. According to Allie, you should be very selective about the messages you allow into your life. There are a lot of people thriving in today's economy, but if you only listen to the doom and gloom found on the news, you won't hear about them. Fortunately, Allie says, there's an underground surge of positivity, but you may have to seek it out in order to be successful. And in this audio interview, you'll hear where to find the positive messages and resources you need in order to thrive. Now, let's get going.
Hi, this is Raven Blair Davis, and I've teamed up with Michael Senoff, HardToFindSeminars.com.
I want to know this, woman to woman. You just got out there and just pushed that old boys club to the side. How did this happen?
I want to tell all of you listening, too, that, you know, if I were to look at myself from the alley I was 10 years ago, I would go, there's no way I will ever be a multimillionaire. There's no way. I don't know how I could do that. I don't know the how this, how that. But all I knew is I was so frustrated working for someone else. And I think that drives a lot of us to taking a risk more than wanting something, is sometimes being so frustrated with your situation, you just say, that's it. I can't take this anymore. I was working at this little ad agency for these, I call them the knuckleheads, these guys. Didn't know what they were doing, and here I was way back then. I was like only 25, 26, and, you know, just so frustrated working with these guys who didn't seem to care about their clients, and I got frustrated and I just quit. And I was in for a rude awakening because I didn't realize, Raven, that the most important part of owning a business is actually the marketing. So I started a business doing copywriting because that's what I had learned doing it as a little ad agency. You know, I was writing some of the ads for the clients and helping them out and did an okay job. And then I saw what you could make freelancing. So I thought, well, I'll give this a try. Well, I had no idea how to get clients. I had no idea how to network. I was not good on the phone like you are. You're known as the phone diva, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I wasn't that good back then, and I'm good now. It's taken a long time, but I was really much more shy. And when I would meet people, I'd be terrified to follow up. So I was going around to all these networking meetings and just getting through these breakfasts and lunches and dinners and had this stack of business cards and kept thinking, you know, I don't know if I can do this. I don't think I'm smart enough to have my own business. I'm going to get online and write my mom and see if I can move home. And this is in New York, and it was just a scary time. There's a story I tell when I'm speaking on stage when I remember I couldn't take $20 out of the ATM. My balance was $18.56, and I will never forget that number. And, you know, I'm not one of those speakers who has a story like I was living in my van or anything, but I had a little tiny apartment that I just scraped by, and, you know, I did what I needed to do, but it was not happy, and it wasn't pretty, and I couldn't buy anything for myself, but I didn't want to go back to have a job. And I was fiddling around with email a little bit, and I saw some of these email newsletters. We also call them e-zines, which is short for electronic magazine. But I got good at doing this little email newsletter, and all this was, Raven, was if you can type an email and press send, this is all it was. I wrote a little tip for the people that I had met that talked about, you know, how to market yourself with good communications, which was what I did. I wrote brochures and web pages and things like that. So I wrote a tip to show them that I knew what I was doing, and I put a little promotion for my business. Now, I started with a list of 10 people, and that included my parents, and it included my cat. I mean, this was pathetic. And from there, people started forwarding that little email around, and then people were writing me asking to sign up for it, people I'd never heard of, people all over the world. And within about 6 months, I started getting, you know, finally steady work and steady clients, because what would happen is I'd hear from somebody at, for example, 9 Bradstreet. They'd say, you know what, a friend of a colleague forwarded me your little newsletter, and we need someone to write a brochure. We'd like you to come in and make a proposal. And wild stuff started to happen. And then I thought, well, I want to learn more about this email thing. So I looked around the bookstores, I looked online, and I was just frustrated with what I found, and I started to write a few articles on the topic. And then I wanted to write a book, because I'd always wanted to write a book, but I didn't know how to get a book published, and I learned about these things called e-books, which is really just a PDF file, and many of you probably bought one. You know, it's just a digital file that you buy online and you download. And I thought, well, this is great, because I don't have the money to get anything published anyway. So I wrote a little e-book, and at that time it was called Boost Business with Your Own E-Zine, and I put it online, and I remember I had, by that time, this little email list of about 1,000 people. And I sent out an email to the list telling them about this ebook, and I was scared to death. I'm thinking, they're not going to want to buy this thing. They're going to get mad that I'm selling to them. And I remember I pressed send, and my heart was pounding, and I just shut my computer and left, and I ran out. I'm like, I don't want to know what they're going to write back. They're going to hate me, and I'm selling. And I come back from the gym, and very slowly I'm booting my computer up, and my email comes in, and I see order, 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 money, 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 and I... I said, this is cool, because I did the work and I'm done doing the work, and now I'm getting paid, paid, paid. It's the passive income. And I was hooked, because I was so used to working hours for dollars, hours for dollars. And that comes from way back in the Industrial Revolution. And then we were in the service age, and now we are truly in the information age. We throw that term around, but it's still so applicable. Now we get paid for results. And the information that gives people results, they will pay well for. And from there, I studied everything I could about online marketing. I started scraping up my change and going to seminars. I remember the first time I had to buy a plane ticket to go to a seminar, I was just terrified. But since then, I'm just so in love still with the internet and the possibilities it gives you to work at home or to work from anywhere. This past year, my dad passed away. And I have to tell you that when he was so ill, it meant so much to him that I could grab my laptop and be there with him within a few hours and fly to Texas and be by his side. It was so sweet. It just broke my heart. I remember him grabbing my hand and just trying to get the words out. He said, but what about your business? And I said, Dad, my business is with me. It's okay. You know, he still didn't quite understand that I could make money and still be there with him, because that generation, they didn't have that opportunity. And it's just an amazing place to be. And today, my business is worth several $1 million. We have a coaching company. We're launching a magazine for women in business. There's so much going on. My passion, though, is still helping those women get started from home. And I see this at a lot of seminars now, too. People are getting a little tired of the men who are yelling at the audience, and how many of you want to blah, blah, blah. And, you know, people want to be talked with and have conversations with. And this is why anyone, and I do believe anyone, can start a business from home on the internet, because all you're doing is talking to people, whether it's in type or on the phone or recording that you do. And it's just about communication, and you don't have to act like this big company. And in fact, one of the biggest advantages that solo entrepreneurs have is being people, and people buy from people. Big companies hire spokespeople to give their company a face and a personality. Well, you already have that. So people listen to Raven because she's Raven. People come to Allie because she's Allie. I mean, there are a bazillion other people teaching internet marketing. But I have people coming to me who say, Allie, but I want to learn from you, because I've come to like who you are and what you represent. And so, you know, Jane Doe is sitting in the kitchen right now, even with the kids all around her feet and the Cheerios and all that. People would like to know that that's her life, and she can talk about that and talk about a product or a service that she uses that's helped her in some way. It's just so wonderful for anyone.
Hi, this is Raven Blair Davis interviewing for Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
So let's talk about the e-zine.
This is so funny. You know, everyone, especially in the internet world, you're going to hear people coming out with the next big thing, and right, and everyone freaks out, right? Like, I need this, I need that, I need the podcast, I need a blog, I need this, and I mean, you can't do everything. What I love about e-zines is, and this is funny too, and you like this, Raven, when I first came out and was doing the e-zine queen stuff and telling people to start an e-zine, the internet marketing guys were kind of looking at me like, oh, isn't she cute? I got a little pat in the head, you know, like, oh, her little cute newsletter. You know, well, now I'm making more money than most of them, and it's because because it's about the relationship. And this is something that women are naturally good at, ladies. This is something that you're crazy if you don't do this. So all I did, again, you know, going back to that first newsletter, it was just like writing a friend an email, like with a friendly tip and then a little bit about my offer. And whatever your offer is whether you're selling a product, you could be a network marketing company, maybe you have an ebook or an info product that you're selling. If you don't have a product, join up with someone else and be part of their affiliate program. But here's the thing, you need to start with an audience. So the biggest lesson, and this is an advanced tip to give, but I think your audience would like this, the who is more important than the what. If you develop a readership of a certain type of person, your income will be accelerating for years to come because you have a market who you can bring additional products and services to. The problem that most people have when they start online is they have a product or service, and then they go out and try to find people. The thing I love about a newsletter is if you have a theme for your newsletter and you attract readers who are interested in that theme, you can bring in additional products and services. Let's use a really simple example. Let's say that you want to publish a newsletter for cat lovers. And I don't have a kitty right now. I miss having a kitty. But I have my Francine for 20 years. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay.
She made it to 20. Then I needed a break. Yeah, let's say you're a cat lover and you want to start a newsletter for cat lovers. And you start collecting this database of cat lovers. And maybe you're placing ads online. Maybe you're getting some articles published. There's all kinds of strategies we teach. But you have this audience of cat lovers. Well, now you can market to them books on cat care, books on cat behavior. You can maybe get an affiliate link with even PetSmart or companies like that, have affiliate programs. Amazon.com has affiliate programs and they have pet products. There's all kinds of opportunities if you see where that's going. You can do it on that end. One of the women in my top end coaching programs, my diamond tier, is a lawyer who markets to lawyers and helps coach lawyers on how to make their business more profitable. Okay? That's like a high end thing, but it's the same concept. She has a list of lawyers and brings them products and services and opportunities that they'd be interested in. So how to get started, the biggest tip is just to pick an audience first that you have a natural affinity with or that they're easy to find. That is important to pick a target market that's pretty easy to find. And, you know, people who are passionate about a hobby or in a certain profession or maybe are in a certain locality is a great place to start.
Okay, so don't go out there creating products before you do research on where your target market is, who they are, and understand them and what they're needing, right?
Yeah. Let's say you do have a product. Let's say you're with a network marketing company. And I'm in a few companies as well just because I love great nutrition products and things like that. And let's say you have this wonderful vitamin. Well, marketing is always easier if you go after a certain type of person, right? So it's really great if you can pick that niche and focus in the niche. It's like going fishing but not knowing who you're going to go fishing for. You're going to catch anything. But if you know what type of fish to go after, you know what type of bait to use, you know where they are. You know, maybe you can market just to moms who are in your area. Or maybe you can say, you know, I'm going to market to doctors with a certain product. You need to get very clear on your target market. And this is a great tip for any business, not just internet marketing and not just work at home either.
You want to mix a little personal stuff with the business stuff in your enzyme, right?
You do. And can I tell the cat story?
Yeah, tell the cat story.
Oh, this is hysterical. Okay, I have three keys to making what I call boodles of money online. And the first is, we touched on it briefly, is your story. And again, I don't need a story like you don't have to show that you were living in a van by the river. You just need to share a little bit about your life. And as simple as this, okay, I used to publish my newsletter. It was very formal because I was having clients like, you know, New York Times Digital. I'm like, I can't talk about my life. And I actually moved to California and didn't even mention it in my newsletter. I was like, well, they don't really need to know that. And then when I moved out here, I had Francine, my older cat, and I really had not mentioned her before. And I mistakenly thought that Francine maybe needed a friend. So I don't know about you, but I'm a sucker. If you go buy one of those pet adoption things, oh my gosh, I start crying and bringing home kittens, and it's bad. I can't even go near those things because I just want to take all the animals home. But I found this little kitten named Minxie, and I just fell in love with her. And I thought, okay, well, maybe Francine would like a friend. She gets a little lonely when I travel. And so I bring Minxie home, and big mistake. Francine did not want a friend. She never asked for a friend. Minxie's chasing her around the house. I forgot how crazy kittens are. They're going up the drapes, down the drapes, over the desk, knocking stuff out. And I'm writing my newsletter and trying to get it out the door. And out of nowhere, I wrote a little sentence or two, and I said, you know, I'm trying to get this article done, but my gosh, I just got a kitten, and what a handful, and she's terrorizing my older cat, and I think this was a mistake. But anyway, here's this great article on how to get thousands more visitors to your website. And I press send, and I go out for the day. And I come back, and I have dozens and dozens of emails about what?
Your cat.
The cat. They wanted to know more about
the
cat.
They wanted to know more about the cat.
They had questions like, what are your cat's names? How old are your cats? Can you show us pictures of your cats? Have you had your cats spayed? People are sending me pictures of their cats, and some of them were in costumes. But you know what? It started this communication. It started this connection that made me human. And since then, Raven, everything I do, I will mention a little something about, you know, maybe I just got back from doing some shopping or that I was visiting my mom. And I'm not saying you need to talk to people about, you know, your divorce. And actually, like, I'm not making those examples up. I've seen people go a little too far. But if you're planning a vacation, mention that you're planning a vacation to Italy and ask for tips. You will be amazed at the rapport that that builds with your readers, and it will absolutely increase your response and your sales. I guarantee you. We can relate to it, too, because, you know, like Oprah. Okay, I mean, I'm like Oprah's biggest fan, right? And I'm reading her magazine, and I love where she talks about her life or when she's made a mistake or gone too far with something, or she adopted that dog, and everyone's going nuts. They want to know all about the dog. They want to see pictures of the dog. I mean, it's so simple. And I teach many, many strategies for doing this. I mean, everyone starts from scratch. No one is handed a giant list to start with, and if you are handed a list, you're going to get in trouble for spamming. There are ethical and easy ways to do this and ways to build your list at no cost, absolutely. God, I remember the first month that I made $1,000 with my ebook, I was squealing. This ebook pays my rent. And absolutely, I mean, you want to be excited about your first dollar online because this will change your life to whatever level you want to take it.
Then when you get those first dollars coming in regularly, then you're ready to think bigger. But I think especially in the economy, people are just wanting to make it happen, and they prefer not to hear the hype. They want to hear the realness. And that's what we are hearing today. Can you kind of just recap what's all needed in a story so they won't put too much in it when they start building their income?
You know, we're talking about online marketing today, but any type of marketing, I will tell you the biggest advantage that small business owners, and especially those of us who work by ourselves from home, have is being people. So the point I want to nail down again is that people need to just be themselves. It's funny. It kind of scares people. They're like, I could just be myself. I'm like, just be yourself. Talk about your pets. Talk about your kids. Talk about, you know, where you're going on vacation. That will build such a rapport with people. And it's so funny, Raven, that when the internet came out, you know, the old school sales, I mean, this is what they taught, you know, in the old days, that you have to befriend people to sell, right?
Yeah.
And the internet, everyone thought that, oh, I need to act like a big company or people can't really get to know me. No, no, no. This is the biggest advantage you have to compete with big companies. And here's what I love, too. When you are just yourself and you are completely authentic in your personality and your style, you have no competition. Now, a lot of people start off by modeling people who are successful, which is great. That's how I started, too. I learned from mentors and modeled them. But then you find your own voice and you have your own style, and that's important.
Let's move into strategy now.
Let's talk about strategies. And we touched on e-zine. What an e-zine is just an email newsletter. And this could be as simple as, you know, just like if you were going to type an email and send it to a friend, it can look like that. Or you can go fancy like me because I got started as the e-zine queen. So my e-zine's like gorgeous. It has pictures and graphics. You don't have to go there, though. It's just giving some useful information and a little promotion. There are many ways that this will help you. I have 7, but let me just touch on a few of them. The one thing I want to emphasize is that many of us start a business and we're marketing one-to-one. One-to-one, one-to-one, and it is just exhausting. The thing that an e-zine will give you that is the biggest benefit is that you will grow a list so you can market one-to-many. Imagine pushing a button, just that send button, and having an email go out to 10,000 people who are in your target market. They know who you are, and they don't think you're spamming them. Like, they actually want to hear from you. Well, that's what an e-zine can do for you. It also positions you as an expert. You don't have to be an expert, but just you sharing information makes you credible to people. You know, if you see an article written by somebody on a certain topic, you're thinking, well, they must be an expert in this topic. Like a few years ago, I was at my desk, and this is before I had caller ID. Don't know why I didn't. I picked it up, and I said, good morning, this is Allie. And a guy said, hi, this is Andrew Blackman. I'm calling from the Wall Street Journal. And I cut him off, and I said, Andrew, you know, I used to get the paper, and I liked it, but you all keep calling, and I just wanted to cancel my subscription, and I'm kind of irritated. I want you to take me off your list. And he was quiet for a minute, and then he said, Ms. Brown, I'm not sure you understand. I'm a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. And I said, oh, my gosh. I said, how did you find me? And he said, well, I was searching online. I found your website, and I see that you have articles on email newsletters. So, obviously, you're an expert. And that changed what experts are from there. Expert isn't what you say about yourself. It's what other people perceive you as. You sharing just some good information positions you as a trustworthy resource in other people's minds. And an e-zine is great because you can send this out every week, and then you have what we call top-of-mind awareness. In your readers, the first thing they'll think of is if they need a product or service that's in your area, they're going to come to you. Another important thing an e-zine will do is it stays in touch with people. And, you know, we all think that we can send out one promotion. I'll have some students do this who aren't too smart. They'll send out one promotion and they'll come back and they'll say, you know what, this didn't work. I'm like, do you see companies run one ad on TV? You know,
no,
and then say, oh, this doesn't work, we're going to shut down. It's over and over and over and over. People buy from repetition, and repetition actually is even more important than the quality of your content. And even I don't like to say that because I'm all about quality content, but I'd rather see you do a short, decent newsletter weekly than a long, really good one monthly. And don't go crazy trying to make this amazing publication. Just get some good information out there. Absolutely. So repetition is important, and frequency outpulls length of content. Here's the most important point I want to make, Raven, is that if you have a website and people come to your website, if they've found you, they've taken the time to maybe Google you, or they've asked friends, or they clicked on an ad and found your website, they are really valuable to you. And unfortunately, 99% of your first-time web visitors will not buy from you. They won't even contact you. They're just kind of sniffing around and gathering information. Well, if I'm at your site, you want to get me on your list so you can follow up with me. Otherwise, I'm going to click away and you've lost me, likely forever. So offering a free newsletter with some good information that's related to what I'm coming to learn more about makes total sense. Let's go back to that fun example of just someone interested in cat owners. Let's say I'm a cat owner. I'm researching some good information. I find your site. Well, offer me a free newsletter with cat care tips, and maybe I get a bonus special report on how to teach my cat to actually behave, or teach my cat to do a backflip or something. That's an example of, you know, I'm coming to your site. You want to get me on your list as soon as possible. And this will go for any type of company. I don't care if you're selling shoes. I don't care if you're selling cat food or vitamins or whatever it is. You can come up with some type of offer that I'm going to want to get on your list for free.
And it doesn't have to be written. It can be audio.
That's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up, because you can find other people's reports or articles that they've written and put it together in an e-book as a bonus as well. And I love that you brought up, you know, it can be audio, because women, we speak 10 times more a day than guys do. So I have a great statistic. I don't have it right here, but it's something like we use 30,000 words a day. Men use like 4,000. Why not be making money with your mouth, ladies? You know, you're talking anyway. So there's all kinds of things you can do, you know, creating products with audio, recording, doing a radio show like Raven, or recording something on your own and just posting it as an MP3, or mailing out CDs, doing podcasts. It's just a natural for a lot of women. Let's talk about products now. What are you actually making money with online? And some of you listening may have a product you want to sell or a service, but some of you may say, you know, I'm not sure I want to do something, but you may have an idea of your passion or a hobby that you'd like to get involved in. Well, I'm such a big fan of information products. Like we mentioned ebooks earlier, and all an ebook is a digital download. You don't need to print anything. You don't need to have anything designed. If you can type like a Word document and you just turn it into a PDF, there's free PDF creators online. I've seen many ugly ebooks make a lot of money. You do not need a pretty ebook. There's something I learned from one of my marketing mentors. This is grumpy old guy named Dan Kennedy. And I love him because he taught me this. Good is good enough. So many women, we wait for things to be perfect. I mean, because we're naturally very aesthetic. We like our environments beautiful. We value beauty. And in the beginning, I wasted so much money hiring designers to make things look gorgeous. Now listen, my business now is at a different stage. We're doing a lot of design because we're doing some big branding, and we're going to be launching a TV show. There's so many big things happening.
Oh my God, boy.
And the magazine, I mean, I made a very conscious decision to grow a big business. But when you're getting started, you do not need that. You do not need things to look gorgeous. It can't be too ugly, but you can do this yourself. I did this in the beginning myself, but just clipart.com is a great site you can go and get tons of great clip art. All you need is a web page, and actually there are templates for that too. You know, I explain this all in the program on my success loop. I mean, I'm going to tell you, money does buy speed.
Yes.
So if you want to hire people to help you with this stuff, and you do have all money set aside to start a business, that will speed you up for sure. And, you know, my higher-level clients I work with, they usually come to me with some money, but most of my students start with little to no money and get their businesses off the ground in a very short amount of time, because I can tell them exactly the resources and steps to take. You know, when you start collecting a list of people, okay, let's go back to the cat owner example. Let's say you could approach companies who have cat products and say, you know what, I have an email newsletter, an e-zine, that goes to 10,000 cat owners. Would you like to advertise? And they'll most likely say yes. So you can also sell ads in your e-zine as well. That's another income stream. There's a few different ways of making money. One is your own products and services. The second is other people's products and services as an affiliate, which we mentioned. So you can find people who have affiliate programs like Raven or like myself. And then the third way is by selling advertising. There's many different income streams, and I still have many different income streams for my business now, but those are the three that I started with.
You're listening to an interview on Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
And knowing you, Allie, I bet you've also added advertising in your ebooks and stuff, too. Have you done that yet?
Not the ebooks, but in the magazine.
In the magazine,
for sure. But you know what I recommend? Don't start with the advertising. It's a big pain in the bum. It's a lot of back and forth. But the simplest thing to start with is an affiliate program. And then from there, I'd focus on promoting your products and services and throw some ads in when you're ready and you have a little bit of help.
And the pricing, what tips can you share in that area? Because I'm sure you've heard people get really stuck on the pricing of online products and services.
It is challenging because everyone wants this golden rule, and there really isn't one. The biggest tip I can give is that in the industry, we say there are soft topics and hard topics. So let's say you're doing an ebook on cat care, and then another person's doing an ebook on how to double the profits of your law firm. The law firm ebook, you can guess just by this example, is you can be able to charge a lot more for that because it's for a business owner. They are ready to pull out their wallet to make more money. They want to invest in their business and themselves. They're in that mindset. Someone who just wants to learn how to keep their cat from shedding, depends what the solution is worth to them. But that's known as like a soft topic, you know, relationships, health, pets, family versus hard topics, which are teaching people basically how to make more money in all kinds of industries and situations. So I've seen ebooks on the low end, as low as even, you know, $9.97, all the way up to like $1,000. If it's for a niche, especially involving teaching people how to make more money, there's a huge gamut. But generally, most of my clients, I see them start with an ebook probably around $50 to $100, but many of my clients are business-oriented. I actually bought an ebook, I remember a few years ago, I had hair extensions put in, I was doing all this research, and I found someone had an ebook on hair extensions. It was brilliant. And they had affiliate links to these companies to learn more. And I think that was about $30. I was happy to pay that because I wanted to do my research. You know, that's a big investment, getting hair extensions. And so I always wanted that long Godiva kind of hair, and I did it for a year or two. It was a lot of fun.
You got that product, Allie. How are you going to market it? Especially if you have a small list.
You know, today we are talking about online businesses, but let's look at any business. You know, marketing is getting the word out. And something I learned very early on when I started my very first business with no money and no clue is that I learned the marketing is more important than your mastery. And let me explain what that means. You know, you can go out and spend time trying to be the best whatever it is that you do or sell, okay, or inventing the best mousetrap in the world, or trying to be the best dog groomer or accountant or personal trainer, whatever your business is. But if you don't get the marketing down, you will never have a business that truly brings in the money. So focusing on the marketing is something that many people resist because they think it's going to be uncomfortable. But if you don't want to tell people about your products and services, then why are you in business? You should be very proud of what you do. Get out there and talk about it. And there's ways to do it without hitting people over the head, which is I think what people fear is they don't want to be taken the wrong way. And we teach you like 12 different ways to get more people to your website. And it's very comfortable for people too because unlike the phone diva like you, then you know, some people aren't comfortable talking to people, and it is nice to have an online business so they're kind of anonymous. You can do this as well if you want to do it that way. I'm going to start listing off a few things.
Okay.
First of all, there's search engine listings, getting listed in the regular search engines. Then there's what there's called pay-per-click advertising, which is when if you do a search in Google, you'll see some main listings in the middle, which are the search engine listings. Those are called organic listings. But on the side and top, you'll see little blocks of copy that say sponsored ads. You can show up there in the middle of 15 minutes if you want to right now for, you know, people searching for your keywords. Article marketing. If you're going to be writing little bits for your e-zine or having a writer do that for you, you don't want these to die. You want to recycle them, and you can use articles, post them in all kinds of free places online to get you free traffic. You can advertise in other e-zines. You know, there are e-zines that accept advertising, and you can buy ads and reach your target market. You can advertise in e-zine directories. There are many free ones you can advertise in. You can use blogs, which are great traffic magnets. You can use social networking like Twitter and Facebook. And if you're not on those, they are just a ton of fun. Are you on Twitter? Twitter's fun because it's free. And what you do on Twitter, okay, I'll give you a little tip. Make it real. Give them updates on your life, but make sure you mix in promotions. But it has to be a mix. There's some people get on there, and all they do is promote, and then people don't want to hear from them, of course. An example of a quick update is this morning I sent out a tweet about, say, oh, you know, I'm working on some great projects today. I'm going to be doing also a radio interview. Really excited, this radio interview with Raven. So that's an update. I'm not selling anything. It's just a real update on my life. So mix it up. And this is, again, the same thing like in your newsletter. You don't want to be selling people hard all the time. Make it personal and fun, and then throw in those promotions when you can. And Twitter's a great way to keep in touch with people. You know, I love Twitter because it's like having a mini newsletter. You only get something like 200 characters to use. It's limited, but you can send out little mini messages to people.
Do you find a big difference in Twitter and Facebook?
I use those together. I think they're for different purposes. I have a fan page on Facebook, and I have 6,000 fans, I think, at this point, and it's going to be growing. You know, it's more of a community. It lets people write and post on my wall as well, and it's more interactive, you know, with everyone being able to see photos or videos and things like that. A lot of people now are using Facebook as almost their whole business, and it's free. Nothing gets me happier and more emotional than changing these women's lives, and it's sometimes in the smallest way, but it gives them the freedom that they don't have to rely on their husband anymore. I've had women actually been able to leave a relationship that they couldn't leave because they were financially stuck. I mean, this changes lives. When women take control and just can take care of themselves, that's the first step. That gives you unlimited possibilities, and that's my biggest passion in teaching.
Close out by talking a little bit about your magazine, if we could.
Yeah. When I was 11 years old, I sat in my bedroom, and I was putting together a little magazine, and I called it Cool Girl. And I was cutting out pictures from other magazines and putting a magazine together. And what's wild is last year, I had the vision of doing a magazine, and I kept saying, well, someday, and I kept saying, I don't know how to do this. Well, I'm excited to say that I made it happen. And right now it is subscription only. We are taking it to newsstands by the end of the year, and it's called Allie Magazine. And it's business, life, and style for the female entrepreneur. We have articles talking about how to build home-based businesses, how to get publicity, but we also have articles on celebrities, but not celebrity gossip, looking at behind the scenes how they run a business. Sarah Jessica Parker, for example, is an amazing entrepreneur. And the tabloids, all you'll read about is her marriage and things like that. But she has several companies. She has perfume lines and clothing. And so we go behind the scenes of the celebrities and how they turned themselves into a business.
So you actually got to meet her?
No, we didn't meet her. But we did a whole feature on her and did some real good interviews with people who were in the know.
Now, you just showed us something right there that they can do as well if they want to. If they want to start a little newsletter, you can actually go and throw in some little celebrity tips.
Just do research. You know, you just gave a real juicy tip, Raven, is that, you know, in your newsletter and in your marketing, why not capitalize on current events? You know, one of my email newsletters that went out, I had a little hook and it said, what gets me more excited than Hugh Jackman? And I had a little picture of him, and the girls went nuts. They said, this was the funniest thing you've ever sent out. Because all the girls said, I get excited about Hugh Jackman, too. It was a promotion, but I was joking, like, this gets me as excited as Hugh Jackman. Anyway, so that's the business side. And we have style. We cover fashion and how to look your best and feel your best. And we have great stuff in there from, like Banana Republic and the latest from all these designers and Nordstrom. And then the last part is life. And so we talk about how to make more time with your kids, how to be a good role model for your daughters, how to take vacations on a budget. You know, I give them my favorite vacation spots around the country. There's nothing like this. There's either women's magazines that are all kind of fluffy and just about how to lose weight. It's like, how much can we read about that, you know? And then there's business magazines that are boring. And I said, why don't we have one for women who want to make money but want to have fun and have a life and be sexy and beautiful? Go to theallymagazine.com.
And it'll be on newsstands in December, you said?
Hopefully by end of the year, but you can subscribe at theallymagazine.com. It is only $18 a year. We price this competitively with all other magazines out there, so it really is a steal, so you're crazy not to get it. Turn off the tube. All you're going to hear about is how bad things are. There are people in other countries with no water. I mean, we complain here about the economy, and I know some people have been hit hard, but most of us in this country, okay, so you go to Starbucks now once a day instead of twice a day, okay? There is no better time than right now to step into opportunity and to be in control of your financial future. And yes, you need to be aware of what's going on in the world, but please, I beg you, start making most of the messages that come into your head and come into your life. Start being very selective of the messages that you allow into your space, whether that's the TV, radio, friends, unfortunately, family sometimes, right? You know what's best for you, and you need to keep yourself in that positive place. I live in what I call my happy alley bubble. You know, I check the news online. I want to know what's going on, but I do not watch TV. I do not allow myself to be force-fed any doom and gloom news. You know, most of it is created just to keep us distracted from our true life purpose, which is we're here to grow, we're here to thrive, we're here to help the world, and that is not changing. My students are thriving unbelievably. Like, their neighbors and friends are like, what is going on with you? And, you know, my business has continued to double because we have more people than ever now joining our coaching program because they know this is the time. And there's this whole underground surge of positivity, and we need to bring this to the mainstream.
Well, thank you so much for coming here, sharing with all of our listeners. Oh, my goodness, this has been just an incredible interview. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
This is great, Raven. I loved it. You're a wonderful interviewer, and I hope to meet you soon.
I hope to meet you.
For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com.
That's the end of the interview with Allie Brown. I hope you found it helpful. For more great interviews, go to hardtofindseminars.com.